Pashto boy vayim asham moish vol aram betim saim lima a chodesh hazel lechem roish chadoshim rishon hu lechem lechotzi hashana. So the parsha of Kiddush HaChodesh was given to Moish and Aaron, and it starts with a chodesh hazel lechem roish chadoshim. Famous Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis says that Torah should have started with a chodesh hazel lechem, and why did it start with Bereishis? So it says koyach ma'isiv higid lamov, that if the Umas Olam come along and says listim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzoyin al-kocher, b'tzoyin al-sana, and so on. So you have a chelik, Torah ki'ilu should have started a chodesh, and it starts Bereishis because of a reason. First of all, Dava Pella, I mean, Rabban asked as a shayla in the beginning. I mean, the whole beginning of the Torah deals with Emuna and Bias Olam and Ovis. I mean, it's true there's no mitzvahs over there, but such a big chelik of Torah is over there. What's the pshat Torah should have started with a chodesh hazeh? And the answer is also strange. In order, if the goyim come along with a tiny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu list him, then it says koyach ma'is v'gid lamov. I mean, manu shachvum sa'olam come with a list him, they come with a tiny, so I mean, Rashi's not going to answer the tiny. It's not a terribly convincing tiny. Manu shach, they believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah Zem is so fine. If not, it's a very strange, if there's no mocker for that whole chelik of Torah, then that's a very strange reason for it. That's something needs to be understood. Another Indian, in the setup of the Makis, it says that all the Makis are ki'ilu hachana for the great Mak of Makis Bechiris, and in Makis Bechiris, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really, that's where things are going to happen. Pari is going to have charata by Makis Bechiris, and that's the one big ois that it'll kill Mitzrayim completely. It'll destroy Mitzrayim totally. Mitzad the chshivas ramaka, b'chayrus is, I mean, it happened already. People dying, there was deva, there was borod. I mean, sachaklam b'chayrus, people died. Mitzad the chiddush, it's not a kriyas yamsuf where it was a mishunik pella that outweighed the pella of the other makis. People died, so Teretz is because Pari was threatened. I mean, Pari could have been threatened with the other makis as well. He could have died of thirst from Chesdam. He could have been killed off with Borod. He was in as much sakana now as was before also. And Makis, the God of Makis Pchayr, I mean, there were certain things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafchin between Pchayr to Pchayr, Tipa to Tipa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafchin between Mitzvah and Yisrael. It doesn't seem as if Makis Pchayr doesn't seem to deserve the tremendous fireworks that he gets. And yet it seems as if Makis Pchayr is Oid Maka Achas, and that Maka will finish Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is dead with that Maka. What is the Maka of Makis Pchayr that Mitzrayim is dead? There's a... Another back to Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara says, it's Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and a very strange Gemara. It says, Reb Chiya saw the Levana in Chof Tes, which was very late that month, and he said that he yelled at the Levana, tonight we have to be Mekadosh you, and you're still around from the old month, go quickly and hide. So it says Rebbe sent Reb Chiya to look and to see if there's a new Levana that he should be able to Mekadosh. And he sent back a message, Beremez, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And that's the mocker why we say David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim in Kiddush Levana. So Rashi's one pshat because it's a hemshach to what he said before. And he says it was done Beremiza, another pshat because it was a gzera. There was a gzera, they couldn't be Mekadosh Chodesh, so you have to tell him Beremiza, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. What's the remez in David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim? So Rashi brings a passing tilim that it says that his malchus is like Shemesh, v'kiyareach yikun la'ad, that it'll last forever like the Levana. So the pasuk in Tilim says the malchus of Beis David is as bright as a Shemesh, and it lasts forever like a yareach. And so the remez David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim was that the yareach is here. Now that's what Rashi says pshat in the Gemara over there. It's strange in the pasuk itself. True that the Shemesh, the sun lasts forever. It's true that the sun is bright and it's the mashal of the Malchus Beis David, like a shemesh, has a makom mitzad its chashivas, mitzad its brightness, mitzad its immensity, and so on. Good. Aber kireach yikon lad, it lasts forever like the levana. I mean, the sun also lasts forever. There's no need to be able to give a mashal to pick the levana. The levana will last as long as the shemesh lasts. Bidiyuk, cannot last any longer than the shemesh. So if you're giving a mashal for nitzchias, so the shemesh has both in it. Say it's very bright, and say it's yikon lad. I mean, why does the pasuk give this mashal? And you see, the Gemara took it as being very important. When the Gemara wants to be metayer the chai v'kayim of David Melch Yisrael, that's when we use the mashal of yareach yikon lad, that it's chai v'kayim like the levon, and the levon is nimshal to David. You know, hai nohach. It's davazayim dosheni. Why the mashal of nitzchias is dafkin yareach and not in shemesh? Is nitzchias one as the other one is? Let's be misbinding in the Inyanim. There's an interesting Shinya Lashon between, it says about two people, Chazal speak about the Nitzchias. Yaakov Avinu, it says Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. In David HaMelech says David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. It's a Shinya Lashon. Yaakov Avinu is Loi Meis, and David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Lechura, Chai V'Kayim is a stronger lashon than Loimeis. It's sharper than Loimeis, and the emes is, and it's Lechura not like that. I mean, Yaakov Avinu comes to us as Leiroi Keri Miyamav. He was Kaddish. Yaakov is called Kaddish Yaakov. Yaakov was completely without chet. Mitosei was Shlema. David Melech was not. David Melech was Chaytes. Kolayim David Chaytes in Elatoya. But Eich Shaloiya, it doesn't come across to us with the same Mahalach of Kaddish as Yaakov. Whatever it was, but there was a Pagam that was not for Yaakov. So why is it that on Yaakov Avinu the Lashon is Loi Meis, and on David HaMelech the Lashon is Chai V'Kayim? There's a maral in, the maral speaks at the end of Parshas Noach. He speaks about the musig of tzaddikim afilu misasim kriyim chayim, but he speaks on the other half. Rishoyim afilu b'chayim yikroy meisim. That's the pasuk he speaks, that's the chazal he speaks about. What's the pshat that a rasha afilu b'chayiv is nikro meis? So maral says a gevaldik yisoid in the tfisa of what chayim is, as opposed to non-chay, as opposed to doimim, and it's a nekuda that goes mamish to the heart of the hagdara of what a chayim is. Everything in the world that goes into the getter of doimim is something that its opening position is always its best position, and the last time it ever enjoys that position is its opening position. For instance, somebody molds a statue, a beautiful statue, and puts it down in the center of town. At the moment that he put it down is when it looks its best. As soon as it's down, the wind comes, the sun comes, the rain comes, people touch it, birds nest on it. Anything that happens to it only causes it to disintegrate, to become decrepit. Anything that happens to that from the point of start onwards is to its ruination. Except b'mikra gadol ma'oid, sometimes something gets better. But kimat everything is poigea, and it begins its process of disintegration. That is true of every doimim. Be'emes, it's not only every doimim, but if a person thinks about it, it should be true of everything in the world as well, because everything in the world is caused by something, and It cannot ever become better than what it was given. a computer, the best program will not make it smarter than it is. It'll make it smarter in an illusory way, that if you program it to learn things and know things, but sahakol, at best, part of the program become corrupted. It's not going to rewrite itself in a much smarter way. It'll open itself up. It'll if you teach it to take facts and to draw a new conclusion, it'll do that. But sahakol, bottom line, its best is at its beginning of aschala, because everything's put into it. Anything that's a chai is not like that. A person gets a cut, it heals. A person develops, he grows. In a person, on the one hand, there is a mahalach, a natural mahalach that we expect of aging. Meidach kisa, the person's body keeps renewing itself. Le'ein erach times, different halakim in different ways. The person constantly renews himself. So the mitzias of chiyus is the mitzias of chidush within the bria. The bria, as we understand it, as physical, the way our mind can grasp something physical, the rachis of it starts when an outsider brings it into being. Nothing that's a domain, do we say, is made itself. And b'meila, as soon as the person lets go, as soon as the architect stops building, as soon as the artist stops sculpting, so the thing starts going only downhill. There's only one possible process that's downhill, because the minute you stopped injecting its metzias into it, then it's just losing it. In a dover that we call chai, even on the level of tzemeach, wherever with toifis that there's a nekuda of chiyus, the nekuda that divides chiyus from anything else. You can't say movement because a flower doesn't move, really. You can't say, what you can say is the koyach of chidush, that something happens that wasn't there before. So in a lower form, you can say it was there, the enzymes were there, the hormones were there, this was there, that was there. When you come to a person, the fact that a person can change himself, the fact that a person can become so-called self-made man, the fact that a person can make something of himself, you see that the person has in himself a koyach of chidush. The higher the darga, the being we're talking about, between tzemeach or a chai or a adam, the higher, the finer that point of chidush is, and that becomes the mitzias of adam. So you have that the koyach of chiyus. And the koyach of chiyus of chidush is one and the same. A rasha is somebody whose chiyus is not self-deserved. It's not self-made. And b'meila, the rasha has no... The rasha's chiyus was injected by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever he has was given to him. And over a lifetime, it plays itself out. So... Even while it's playing, it's like a toy that winds up. When you let go of the spring and it starts dancing and jumping, so basically you can say it's dead already, because it's just playing out the spring. It's not like something that is self-charging, like something that keeps charging itself so that it's renewing its chiyus. So betzim, it's dead. So even though it's jumping and doing things, but just playing out stored energy, it's like it's working on a battery. So the every step that it takes, it's just dying. It's unwinding. In the mitzias of the world, a rasha's only sheirish of chiyus comes from what was given to him. He did not generate chiyus at all from before. So b'meila, his chiyus is misa. That's called misa. The fact that it's animated. But if it can't animate itself, what's the difference? A rock that's rolling down a hill and is accelerating at tremendous speed, it'll take a long time for it to come to a stop. It's still dead, because the motion was imparted by something else on it. It has no way to keep itself going. A turtle is alive because it will feed itself, use its energy, and push itself further and further. So anything that its chiyus is a given chiyus that's being used out, that is called misa. And anything that is generating its own chiyus, that's called chayim. So the Maral says, he says a pshat in the pasuk about Terach, that it's mashma in the pasuk that Terach died before Avram left. From there we learn the aside of Rishayim Afil B'chayim Nikroi Mesim. So the Maral learns up because the Chiddush of Chiyus in the Bria is Chiddush. And wherever something, even if something is so-called, quote-unquote, alive, but if the life is not recharging itself, if it's not producing enough to keep itself going on its own weight, on its own mitzvahs, that's called Misa. Masha'enkein, something that is a tzaddik is someone that his life generates his own chiyus, his life causes further life, which causes further life, that's called chayim. That's the way the Maral is mafchin, magde, the chiyus and chidush as being the same koyach. If somebody wants to shtal tzua halacha, I mean, it's the oimik of the halacha of chay noise satsmai. Chay noise satsmai means that be'etzem, even though you need to carry the chay, but when you're carrying the chay is carrying himself. I mean, that's the oimik of the yisoid of chay noise satsmai. If it's not noise satsmai, then it's mace. If it needs outside energy to carry it, it's mace. You need energy to jumpstart it, but once you're carrying the chay, once you start lifting him, he's be'etzem a noise satsmai. And Masha'enkin, something that's a doimim or a maze, then there is no chiyus and it expands itself. Let's take a look at the Mahalach in the difference between Yaakov and David we spoke about. There are two Mahalchim in which a person can be a chai. In the movement of Ruchni we're talking about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was menapea chayim to every single berry in the world, especially to Adam. If somebody, lemoshel, just like somebody rolls a ball down a hill, if there is no friction and there are no obstacles and nothing hindering it, the ball will go forever. That is the metzias in the world, that everything that's in motion will keep going. So the same thing, somebody who gets the neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he does not pigim in it, accuser, the guf produces no friction, the guf contains no friction to the neshama, so it lives forever. It lives forever because the process of Misa does not set in, like the ball that you put into motion and it's on a perfectly smooth surface and there's no breaks and there's nothing hindering it, so that stays forever. That is the Mahalach of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu loymeis is because Yaakov Avinu was pure chiyus. Yaakov Avinu did not contain any averus. He was Leroy Kerem Yomov. He was Mitosei Shleima. He was a certain perfection. He was Kedosh Yaakov. B'meila, the chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, the awesome chiddush of Yaakov was loymeis. That there was no nekuda that put a foot out and stopped the neshama from his continued chiyus. David HaMelech Adarabe. David HaMelech was what the pasuk calls did averus. David HaMelech was choite. David HaMelech, this incident, that is the other incident. The nitzchiyus of David HaMelech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nishba to him, shalayich b'neir loylam v'ed, is because David HaMelech was megala the side of chiyus. Moshel ma David Doime. A person has a strong fire, and with a lot of fuel, it burns strongly, and a wind can't blow it out. That's one way to keep the fire going. There's another echetimtza. If a person has a pilot light, or a flint, or something, where every time he can press it and start it again from a small light that's going, that also gives you the ability to keep the light going forever. But it's two separate mahalach. The first mahalach is a powerful mahalach. It doesn't allow for the fire ever to go out. But if it does go out, there's no etzer for it. There's no tikkun for it. There's a second mahalach where the etzem fire itself is not that strong and it can blow out through the wind. But if you have a pilot light and you can always keep transferring it, then the etzem, you also have a light that's nitzchistic also. That's the difference between the Mahalach of Yaakov Avinu Loimeis and the Mahalach of David Melech Sol Chai V'Kayim. In Gromei Shemayim, the Levana is the Metzius of something that it, the Shemesh doesn't seem to have a process of Misa. It sinks and that's it. The Levana has a process of where it fades out. The Levana has a process where it disappears. It comes back again, not because it's a permanent fixture, but because it keeps coming back again. Levana carries itself a koyach of chiddush, where the pshat is, the metzias, it has a way to keep coming back again. So it's not the pshat that it doesn't wane, it wanes, it's nifgam, the levana suffered from a pegima, and it's chayzen mischadish again. So the mahalach of levana, shemesh and the bria, has a certain mahalach of stability, like we've spoken a lot of times, the different chazal, that shemesh adam evoye, and the shemesh has a certain constancy to it was nifgam, and even though it is night, but the pshat is, mitzad the mahalach shemesh, there seems to be something consistently strong about it. In levana, it's not like that. In levana, it's doyech, it wanes, it sinks, and it disappears. What gives the levana its koyach of nitzchias is its koyach of chiddush. That the levana is able to be mechadish itself is where it's so when the pasuk says yareach yikon la'ad, it's giving me a second mahalach in understanding where it is that the koyach of nitzchias of levana. There's a koyach of nitzchias of something that's strong, that never ever that suffers, that like a Yaakov Avinu's koyach. And then there's a koyach of levana that its mitzias is, it's nitzchi because there's always a pilot light. No matter how many times you'll blow out the fire itself, it always has a way to go back and rekindle itself. David HaMelech's Malchus was a Malchus that didn't go steadily and didn't disappear. David HaMelech's Malchus is a Malchus that had its ups and downs. It had David HaMelech himself had Tkufis where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was harsh on him, and Tkufis when it blossomed. His children, some were tzaddikim, some were not tzaddikim. His Malchus disappeared for a long, long time. But David HaMelech has the koyach of chiyus. David Melech Yisrael is chai v'kayim because the koyach achiyus lies inside him, and even when the outer fire goes out, since the koyach achiyus is the koyach of chiddush internally, and that's why he can always be mechadish himself. It says David is nimshal to the levana, the 15 malchis of Beis David. Chazal lists them that there was 15 malchis that came out of David. This connected to 15 days of the month. Chazal bring it to David going downhill and then coming back up again. So the metzias of David, so Kiddush HaChodesh is David's Malchus, because the koyach that lay in Kiddush HaChodesh was Yareach, the Yareach Yikrin La'ad, that it comes back again, is the koyach of Chiyus, and that's the Chai V'Kayim of David HaMelech. That's the koyach of David HaMelech. Chizkiah was a grandson of David. Chizkiah HaMelech was Chayte, and there was a Gzar Din Mavis on him. The Gzar Din Mavis was not, the Gzar Din of Mavis on Chizkiah HaMelech, it was a Gzar Din of Mavis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, there was a Nevuah, that you're going to die. And then he did Tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him another 15 years of life. So the pshat is, it's not that he didn't die. He died and there was a chiyus injected into him. He came to life again, Kavi Yochel. After the Gzar Din of Misa, he came to life again. And that's what Chizkiah said, Chai Chai Kamoini Yeducha, Ayoyim Kamoini Yeducha, that a person who's Chai, like me, he's the one who's Shbech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the koyach, what he got was a koyach of chiyus, that became his mahalach of Vim Shabea. I mean, Mali Yosef David HaMelech himself, it says that he was supposed to be a Nefil. In other words, David HaMelech was born Mace. And every person is born Chai. He was born a Mace, and it says Adam had to give him Chiyus. In other words, he had to bring alive the one that was a Mace. There was a Koyach of Chiyus in that. In the mahalach of in Kiddush Levana, the halacha is you're supposed to do it on Motzei Shabbos. The halacha, kishehu mevusam, and there's b'gadim mayafim. When a person is in a good mood and his clothing are nice and so on and so forth, the person is supposed to. That's the zman for Kiddush HaChodesh. To do it bitzura in a very nice way. Yeah. So why not do it on Friday night? Why not do it on the person certainly mevusim then. So the Mishabur brings down the timim are, he says the real time are pikabola, and then he gives a tam also gzeira, you might come to Rikida, and Rikida is also on Shabbos and so on. Enlil inyanu ben istaris, but if we understand the sudos mlava malka is keneged David HaMelech. I mean, anyone who said Askinus Sudas David Malkus Mashiach. So the sudas Motzi, the three sudas are connected to Avis, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and the sudas Mlava Malkus is connected David HaMelech. What's the pshat? The sudas Mlava Malkus is connected David HaMelech. I mean, good. There were only three sudas, three Avis. It's got to settle from Mlava Malkus, I guess. But what's the pshat that the sudas? The teretz is. Suda Shabbos is the three Nekudas of Kedusha and Shabbos. And that belongs to the Avos. That's the Behedya, that's the Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is when Shabbos is gone. And there's no more Kedusha left. That's it. It's Choyl. There's a Nekuda of Kedusha that remains, the pilot light that remains even after the fire has gone out. That's the Suda that belongs to David HaMelech. The nekuda of chiyus that remained in the bones after Shabbos left, that is the suda of David Malkus Mashiach. So the Motzei Shabbos is the zman when we're misasik with the roishim that the kedusha left over, even after it's gone. It's the inyan by chassidim that on Lava Malka they would tell over maisim from previous tzaddikim that were no longer there. It says l'mashal that the Lava Malka is mechaya, bone in the body that's called luz, which Tchias HaMeisim comes from. All of them, tzad ha'shavah shebekulam, is that that's the zman and the mitzvah where we fanemzich with the nekuda of chiyus that remains in that tzomas hayaveshes. That's the mahalach. And be'emes, that is chiyus in its real form. Kolzman, the fire is on because it was put on. That's not a koyach of the fire itself. It's not a koyach of chidush, it's not a koyach of chiyus. It's a hemshach of what was put into it. When the fire is rekindled from within itself, that's when I deher that it's a chai. So in certain ifanim, this is a much cheshiva. As long as the ktush is there, then it's a ktush that's been bestowed upon us. And, you know, it's as good as it is, and that's it. When that's gone, and then there's and it rekindles itself, and it comes back again, that's where I see that it buried a pilot light, and that pilot light is a it becomes the sheirish for chidush, and b'meila that is the dagdar of chiyus. That's a real chai kamoini yiduch hayoyim. That's where there's real chiyus. Let's go back to the Shoshan we spoke to the difference between Bracious and so we understand the Nakuda of Tzadikim of Veshoyim B'Misosan B'Chayim Kurim Misa. We understand the difference between Chiddush and in bestowed Chiyus. We understand that Chiyus is Be'etzem Koyach HaChiddush, that's its Metzius. And we understand that the Koyach for that is buried in the Metzias of Levana, and the Mahalach Levana, and Kiddush Levana. That's the Mokum for its, that's where that Koyach HaChiyus lies in the inanimate Bria around us. In Torah, there are two Mahalchim. In Torah, I'm talking about the widest sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtalan Zich Tzu to the Welt. The first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was imparted Chiyus to the world. And that's Bracious Bar Lakim Shmaim Sarts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected Metzias, Chiyus, whatever you want. That Chiyus itself goes downhill as time goes on. it gets further away, and there is no koach of chiddush in that. It's called kulay the breishis bar lakim. The fact we spoke a few times that the maimer, the vayomer of breishis, is not there means we're at the receiving end, and we have no way of jumpstarting ourselves. What they call to pick yourself up by your bootstraps. There is no echetimtza. We start with a given chiyus, and that's it. That's the Torah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and will never be ours. Never be ours in its deepest sense of it. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That's the wedding gift, Fatik. That is gone. As soon as it's gone, when it's finished, it's finished. It's history now. There's nothing, we have nothing of it but histories, in one sense. That is, in Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every person a koyach to say Breishis Bara. That every person became the Omer of Anuch of Chiddush. That Mahalach is a Mahalach of Nitzchi, that every person that is a Chai is the Balabas on it. And B'meila, that HaShaych is just today also. The Torah that it gave us starts with HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. That's our Torah. The Breishis Bara is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. It has nothing to do with us. So Chazal explained, that's what Rashi means. The Goyim can never have a Nitzchis to Kekinyan in anything, because it's Bertsoinoi Nosan or Bertsoinoi Lokach. It's our Tfisa. We understand why it is that there is no Nachla that is Nitzchis to Umas Olam, because it's all Nosan and Lokach. Umas Olam don't have a Koyach of Chiddush. They don't stall Zechzuta Levana Bechlau. So B'meila, their koyach is a koyach of what you have, you have. You always lose what you have. If a person can't, if a person cannot manufacture something, then every time he gets something as strong, if a person doesn't know how to fix a car, as strong and as powerful as the car that he gets, is going to break at some point, it's lost. The car's lost. If the person knows how to keep fixing it, maintaining it, that it should stay, he'll have it forever. So the Breishis is the Torah of the Bria as a whole. And that's the Torah that belongs to Umas Olam, and that's the Torah that for every Nosan there's a Lokach. All the Umas got and lost. That's the Mahalach. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem starts anew, the Chelek of Torah that was given to Klal Yisrael. In other words, it's ours because we can always jumpstart the process. We can kaveh the chodesh when we want. We can be done in halachas. We can make takanas. I mean, that's on the outside oifen. That's the part of Torah that is chiddush. That's the part of Torah that's the chiyus of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem is our chelek of Torah. Breishis Bara is Dumas Olam, and that's why we have to understand, we're getting it only to understand why the Umas are being treated different than us. It's for our Havana to be mafrin between this and this, between the Ben HaShifcha and the Ben HaGvira. In the Mahalchim of Mitzvahs, in all Mitzvahs, the Koyach of Chiddush is not so boilet. Because a maisa, by its nature, is an external deed, and you do once, twice, three times. Doing always becomes rote. A person does the most complicated steps. If he does it a lot of times, it becomes habit. He can do it without blinking an eyelash. The most complicated activity becomes rote to a person. I mean, even things that we take for granted, like walking or talking, for a personal learner that has to learn it or redo it, it's awesome. The once we master it, it becomes subconscious. So in the koyach of maisim and b'meila maisa mitzvahs, there is no real internal mitzias of chiddush. Arab, there's a ist to be mechadish mitzvahs. You're not allowed to be mechadish mitzvahs. There's like Baal Tosef. There's no such thing as being mechadish things. In yonim of halacha, one of the strongest, when somebody comes up with a chiddush lahalacha, lahalacha lemaisa, something that's very mechudish, is seen with a crooked eye. It can't be la halacha because we don't find anyone brings it down. No one talks about it. No one says it. It can't be la maisa. So in the olam of asiya, chiddush doesn't operate. The one place where chiddush operates in a big way is Torah. It says Chidushei Torah is a davar chashuv ad moed. The Zohar speaks about le'ein erech pamim. The mitzias of Torah is called Chidushei Torah. The chvivus of Torah lies in Chidushei Torah. Torah is called Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim mila machzikim bo. If you take a look in Gan Eden, it says that after they did the Aveira of the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid they'd eat from the Eitz HaChayim v'chay lo'olam. In other words, if he hadn't eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he would have lived like Yaakov Avinu, because the person just continues living if nothing stops it. If the person was pagan himself and choyte, there's also a mahalach. A person eats from Eitz HaChayim, so he's chay lo'olam because he keeps getting, he keeps being mechadesh chiyus. He keeps being mechadesh his own chiyus. So in something that's called Eitz HaChayim, the musig of chiddush exists. The musig of a person being able to there's always a newness, and that's where there's and that's where it, that's why it's called chayim. That's why it's called chiyus. There's a Gemara in Brachos. It says haroya be'er b'chaloyim. If someone sees a be'er b'chaloyim, so I think Reb Nosson says Yitzape l'Torah. Shenemar be'emayim chayim. Shenemar ke'etz chayim nachzikim bo. V'nemar be'emayim chayim. So a be'er is a mokoyim where there's a constant hischachos of mayim, and wherever it is hischachos of mayim, there is that is synonymous with chayim. So Torah is called Eitz Chaim, and a be'er is called Be'er Mayim Chaim. So b'meila, if somebody sees a be'er, yitzapel l'teira. Rava says that yitzapel l'chaim, chaim chaim mamish. A person is starts as mahalach and ruchnius. It's always somebody else injects some sort of bracious into him. Every person himself is ir peri yulat. Every person is not born, he's born with spiritual capabilities, but he's born a very physical, wild person. And somebody's mechanech him, and somebody gives him inspiration, whatever it is that he gets, and that's what he goes off with. That in itself is a sure fire formula for failure. Because whatever a person got from somebody, it will always flag out and dissipate. No hisoirus, no shmuz, no divitechacha, nothing can push a person for more than a certain amount. It's like everything that you put into motion, unless of some fluke, there's zero friction, it'll come to a rest, sooner or later. So that's not definitely everything starts with a bracious, but that's not an eitzah for a person if there's to be any hemsheichis to it. The only time a person could possibly go on forever with it is if he opens up a koyach of chiddush in himself. And koyach of chiddush means it takes on a lot of forms. In Talmud Torah, and one of the things, and this was one of the reasons why in the literature materials that we have, there was such an emphasis on Chidushei Torah. Because when somebody learns and breaks his head, and he comes up with a svara, kasha, chidush, there's a certain taste of newness that the person can always come back to, not to the same kasha and the same svara, but he knows that if he works hard enough, the refreshment is going to come from the thing itself. It's a be'er. Dig far enough, and you'll catch a whole new stream of cold water. So the first thing is, in that chelik atayr, it's mamish chidush atayr, where a person learns to work on something, and he comes up with something. That is a tam of chidush, and therefore tam of chiyus. The Reb Chaim Volozhin says that when a person chazes, the newness of the clarity of the Inyan is also a tam of chiddush. When a person broke his head, it doesn't come up saying tremendous chiddush, doesn't say any chiddushim, but he broke his head against something that was vague, and he went over it again and again, painstakingly, piece by piece by piece, until it snaps clear. There is a nafshistika feeling of chiddush. I got it in a chiddushistika way. It has the same tam that has. And in the yonim of das, a person, whatever musa a person has, whatever musa, machshava, tainus, everything, fine, it's nice, it's good. When a person thinks himself, and something in himself wakens, when a person succeeds in awakening in himself a feeling of his reimimus, then a person discovers that in himself there's a pilot light of chius that's always available to light up from. It, whether there'll be someone to be ma'orim or not, in both cases you need to come onto it. The person knows, okay, he flags, he slowed, but he can sit and think and spend a few minutes thinking or looking at something, and it'll waken up in him a spirit of chiddush that he didn't have before. Chiddush in nafshistika tfisa, in rotzen, and so on. If the person understands that he has it himself, so he understands that the tiredness and the flagging down is chitzonius to him. Everything, and this is, I mean, someone once asked me, someone was in chinuch was talking about and this person is dealing with circumstances that are much more favorable than here, in a place where there are very few distractions. And he says, it comes a long winter, an Ibayo winter, and what do you do in Shvat when things start dying down? He's right. There's nothing you can do from outside. You can keep you can fan the flames on Elul, and you can pitch them high on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and wonderful. There is no way you can make the fire bright enough to burn straight through. And if you try that, that's not where it's going to come. It's instead of a respirator, if you try to shock the person's heart so that it learns to awaken itself, that's where you have the side of Nitzchias. The side of the Chayv, we can't shalzak tzu to Yaakov in Eloi Meis. Everybody has been Nichshol, and everybody was over, and everybody stopped, and everybody flagged. We're not going to have that Mahalach. Our Yikon La'ad is going to be from David HaMelech's Yikon La'ad. That even after Levana disappears, it comes back again. Even if the Levana is seen at the old month, if you listen to the mice over there with Rav and with Reb Chiya and Rebbe, Reb Chiya said, how are we going to be Mechadish a Levana that's still hanging on to the old Levana? I mean, that was his problem. And on that he said, that the Koyach of Chiddush lies in Avraham Melech, no matter, even if the Levana is still hanging on to the old one, it'll be Nischadish again. The Pasuk says, Koyvi Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. That the people that by Teichna Kodesh Baruch or whatever, the Yachlifu Koyach, they run out of Koyach. No one can store the amount of Koyach to take him through a lifetime without flagging, without having downs. The question is, does the person have a Nekuda in himself? And the Nekuda is more found in Torah than any other place, and on all levels. A person should learn how to break his head and come up with something. The Chedvas of a svara of a chiddush, whether the chiddush is a kasha, whether the chiddush is a teretz, whether the chiddush is something the person saw, the geshmak in it lies in the chiddush aboy, and that's where the chiyus of it lies. The chiddush, the chiddush a person has when he learns that by working, tacking something enough times, it all of a sudden just crystallizes and becomes clear and kimunach lefon of dami. And the koyach chiddush that a person has, that that the person knows that by thinking with himself, by taking a quiet walk himself, by being misbein in a sefer, and he can always reawaken himself to feelings of his iris. If he has him in himself, so he realizes that he never flagged. If a person discovers there's always a pilot light there, then it never went out. I mean, now's that's the zman for it. Now it's smack in the middle. It's people carry big mountains, and there's a lot of obstacles. No one is, it's not going to be smooth sailing for anybody. It hasn't been, and it's not going to be. A person can't depend, not on outside Yisairus, a new Perek, a new this, a new that. Anytime the newness has to come with something outside, it's not, that's not what's going to happen. A person has to discover that within himself there's a Be'er. And if a person taps into it in all levels, so yes, they'll flag, and then it'll crack through, and there'll be a new spirit of chiyus. There'll be a new spirit of cheshit. There'll be a new spirit of tam and of chiyus. A person, achodesh hazel lochem reish chadashim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the koyach of his chachos. It's a pella we have no kesher to, because nothing can be bayir itself. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the koyach of chidosh to kai, achodesh hazel lochem reish chadashim, and on that he was soymech the haftocha to David, shalich ben neir eloi lomboed.